Here.
Trustee Harper?
Here.
Trustee Hatch?
Here.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Here.
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that the notice for this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Soon Union, and Gwendolyn Brooks Library buildings.
We have time to peruse the agenda for the day. We'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner? Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Jay Smith?
Yes.
All right, thank you. At this time, we will hear public and employee comments. We're limiting the comments to, I think, 2 minutes today. And we will not hear presentations or entertain questions on the following topics: issues under negotiation as part of the university's collective bargaining process, statements concerning the private activities, lifestyles, beliefs of individuals by or associated with the university, grievances of individual students or employees, or any personnel matters. Ms. Phillips, will you call those who have signed up for public comment?
Bob Simon.
May I approach?
Yes.
Board one, please, we're going to jump on. You pass these down. Thank you.
I'm Bob Simon, an alumnus, class of 69, class of 71. Yesterday morning, reading the Chicago Tribune, the headline was Chicago State down to 3 finalists for president. School officials hope a new leader will begin in July. As I read through it, I found out that the trio was chosen from an initial applicant group of almost 10 and interviewed by a search committee comprising university board members, faculty, students, administrators, and community members. Would anybody who's an alumnus here stand up with me, please? So my question is, who is the biggest constituency of Chicago State University? We have 6 trustees, maybe 7, 42 administrators, 163 faculty, and 40,000 alumni. So I was thinking, how could they have been so misinformed? Then I saw on your own webpage, present search committee, there are headings here: co-chair, CSU administration, CSU civil service, CSU faculty, CSU students, and community. There's only one reference to alumni, and it's in, what'd you say, parentheses, after Michael Lafarge's name. So, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you, deed's already done. Why wasn't there an alumni group listed here? Why weren't alumni officially afforded the opportunity to serve on the board? The deed's done. But I stand here and I quote Aretha Franklin, all we ask for is a little respect as alumni, all 40,000 of us. Now, the other thing I would ask you to do, and I'm praying to God, that you're going to choose the best person you can to lead this university. And neither Rauner, Rahm, any alderman, state legislator, Southside bishops are going to tell you who to hire for this position. So please make a decision on what's best for our students and our university, and not politicians who tend the history bend manipulate a lot of things around this campus. Thank you.
Byron Bell.
Hello, my name is Byron Bell. I'm with the class 2007. I have a master's in science from here in mathematics, and I'm a lifetime alumni. Anyway, from what I understand, this man here was duly elected to represent us for the, the search committee, and he was not on the committee. And he's an alumni, as you can tell. Secondly, the majority of people here are not alumni. I took the liberty this morning to find about Florida State, They had 13 people on their trustees board. 10 of them are alumni. How is this? We don't have no input, as this man has said. And secondly, the word on the street from what I'm hearing now is that the decision has already been made who's going to be the president, and y'all haven't even taken a vote. If that is occurring, please stop it. I want to see a democratic process occur that involves all the components. And as Bob has said so correctly, I think that we're probably the largest component of interest in this school. I graduated from here. I've been to Europe and Asia because of my degree from here, teaching. And this is a great institution. And it would hurt me to see this institution close. And I want to see this school go on when I am gone. Thank you.
David Peterson.
May I approach? Permission from the elders in the room to speak? Ashe. Good afternoon, good morning, Board of Trustees, Madam President. My name is David Peterson, and I'm a community member, not an alumni. I run a business right down the street in the Pullman community. I'm here to talk about an opportunity that I've become privy to after going to D.C. Back last February. And what I would like to do is enter into a discussion with you guys about creating a venture capitalist ecosystem here at Chicago State, which will give the alumni the ability to become shareholders and investors as opposed to just donors. This will also create an environment at Chicago State that will allow you guys to be self-sufficient so that whatever's going on in the government, you have an economic base here that can fund businesses, sustain businesses, create businesses, and once again, allow the alumni to become investors and shareholders so that they can receive dividends on an investment. This is something that can come to the university with 100% financing, which I've been able to find. And my only reason for being showing this initiative is just because I grew up right in the neighborhood down the street. And, you know, I saw the trouble that was going on with Chicago State University, so I just, you know, became very, very interested. I worked with Timbo, with Ronald Quasi Harris before he made his transition. And he basically gave me a passion to kind of help the university after he made his transition. It became kind of personal for me to keep it going. So we've assembled, you know, a team of people that really have some great resources that they want to bring to the university. And it is my, you know, my genuine concern to help you guys do that. In addition to that, it'll give you guys an opportunity to take advantage of cultural economic development. For those of you who don't know what that is something that gives us the ability to take advantage of our history, heritage, and culture by creating byproducts that can be sold and marketed to the tourists coming to the neighborhood down the street. So by 2020, there's anticipated an extra 300,000 people supposed to be going through the neighborhood right down the street in Pullman National Monument. I had an opportunity to talk about this on the stage at the President Obama Summit with Prince Harry and Melody Hobson, and they thought it was a good idea as well. That's documented as well. Thank you. Peace and love.
Frank Horton.
My name is Frank Horton, alum. The first question is, we received information about the president's election. We came out for the first candidate. We had no bios, we had no resumes, we had no evaluation sheet of anything to give the feedback after our listening session, they call it. So we did our first one. And I just want to let you know who Bob Simon is. Bob came here we came together with Milton Byrd. Some of you might know, that was our first president. Before then, Chicago's Teachers College was under the jurisdiction of the Board of Education. Well, Cook was the dean, he was not the president. He was the dean of Chicago Teachers College. After the interview Wednesday, we interviewed our first candidate. And the next morning, when I got up, went to my mail, there was a note in that was dated April 25th, 2018, 8 p.m. It said, Mr. Horton, You're wasting your time with interviewing candidates for the position of president at CSU. A deal has been made to hire Mitt Blank, I'm not gonna give that name now, for president. The word on the street is that this individual is looking for candidates to hire in her administration at CSU. Good luck, you will need it. I hope this is not true.
Ms. Phillips?
That is the last speaker.
All right, thank you everyone for, number one, your presence here today. I want to thank those who served on the search committee. We appreciate your work. I think that the time commitment that you have put in and the diligence with which you carried out those responsibilities are certainly appreciated by those of us who now come in at this point in the process. So thank you for that. And at this time, we will entertain the motion to convene an executive session in pursuant of the discussion of employment matters, legal matters, collective bargaining matters, and meeting minutes lawfully closed. We'll entertain that motion.
So moved.
So seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goldwyn?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yeah.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee J. Smith?
Yes.